Hello, Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I hope you're having a great week, getting out and making some amazing photographs, or getting a chance to edit some amazing photographs, or just doing something creative with your life. There's nothing like getting out there and finding a little bit of creativity and a little bit of the creative energy to kind of help get you through the day, get you through the week. It's always really important, I think, to spend even just a few minutes every day engaged in some creative act. So even if you're stuck in a meeting, just doodling in the notebook or something to get that creativity going, I think is really critical. I think one of the things that being creative does and being engaged in that creative act does is it helps us continually innovate and continually come up with certain things that are new and exciting in our practice. So as a photographer, that's allowing us to push out and find new things to photograph, new ways to photograph, new ways of seeing the world to photograph. And it's that newness that I think is really interesting. But at the same time, there's this phenomenon that exists, particularly in Hollywood, that I think is relevant to our creative practice and our photographic practice that's both good and bad. And that's the notion of a remake. So a remake, if you've been, I guess, living under a rock, a remake is when we take something that has been done before and we do it again. So we take a movie or a TV show and the language we use today is we reboot it. We bring it into the modern era with the same characters or the same actors. But a remake is done for a number of different reasons. We might be doing a remake because it was just a bad movie and the idea was good, but maybe there wasn't the budget, or maybe the actors weren't that great, or the director wasn't that great, or it was done at a time when maybe the special effects weren't going to be able to sustain the type of story they were trying to create. Maybe the movie or the TV show just needs to be updated to a modern sensibility and a modern set of values. So society has changed, society has evolved. So maybe the idea was really good, but we want to modernize it so that it's more approachable and more relatable to the world we live in today. Maybe there is some other level of improvement that they believed they could make on it with a different cast. But in many cases, I think we do the remake and we create those models because on some level, there's safety in repeating what is a known value. So if you're going to spend a lot of money to make a TV show or spend a lot of money to make a movie, you're going to repeat something that you know works. So there's a safety element to that. And the other reason that I think that happens is there's an inability to take the risk on originality. So remakes lack originality because they have already existed and they're a known quantity. And to create something new requires a level of risk. And this is where I think for your own photography, one of the things you need to do is go back and look at if you're living in a world of remakes. There are times when it's important, like I said, and there's value in doing remakes. So let's say like you are looking at photographs and you've done some portrait work or you did a wedding or you did some commercial shoot or you're just doing landscape photography, whatever it was, but you got out there and you realized that you could improve upon the work you'd created before. You've learned new techniques. You become a better photographer. You've learned how to use your camera. Maybe redoing that and revisiting that subject matter would be of interest because you would get a new insight into just how much you've improved. Or maybe you took some photographs and they seem dated. Maybe your approach and your way of seeing at the time. Because one of the things that hallmarks our creativity is it's limitless in its ability to approach the world, but it's bound by the restriction we put on our knowledge of the world. So you've changed and evolved since you started doing photography. So revisiting maybe some of those earlier photographs with your new sense of seeing, because you see the world in a different way. So applying that scene becomes important. So there are some valid reasons to revisit and redo some of these old photographs. However, one of the things that I caution people against is that as we see and develop our sense of seeing and we develop our visual IQ and we develop our visual literacy and we develop our understanding of our own photography, one of the things that can happen to us is that we fall in the trap of safety. We fall in the trap of lacking originality. We don't push ourselves into the new sense of scene, the new sense of story, because things become easy. Things become complacent because they are easy. And therefore, we're not creating interesting work anymore. What we see are the same things over and over again. And what happens, much like it can with a TV show, is the work becomes formulaic. Your sense of scene becomes formulaic. And then no matter what you're doing, you feel like you've seen this before. And one of the goals of photography, one of the goals of being an artist, one of the goals of being creative is to see and experience the world in a different way. So that difference is the thing we're trying to push forward. We don't want to repeat the repetition. We don't want to repeat the redoing aspect of it. We don't want to repeat the remaking aspect. We want to try something in a different way. So removing those elements where there might be a valid reason to look at redoing some of the work. One of the things that I think would be of value from a creative practice is to go back in and look at some of your work and find where it's repetitive. And we've had this exercise before, but I'm going to change how we think about this exercise. Go back and look at the work and find the place where you feel like when you look at the work that you didn't push yourself creatively and that you just kind of rested on your laurels. And then look at the work where it feels wrong but different. Because one of the traps we have in our creativity, one of the traps we have with our safety element, approaching our photography, is that photography that is easy and photography that is simple, for lack of a better word, and by simple I just mean we can do it really simply, or photography that is repetitive, is that it is safe. So we're not required to put any risk into the play. We're not required to put any risk into the story. We're not required to put any risk into the movie. That risk is the thing that drives our creativity. So one of the things that creativity rewards, and one of the things that photography rewards, is our willingness to push ourselves beyond what is the simplicity of what we do, what is the natural way at which we do things. So one of the things we want to look for is, where are the photographs that feel like they're not right because we took a chance, because we took a risk, and it didn't work out? It's that edge and that bubble of where the new way of seeing is going to come from. It's where our new approach to photography is going to come from. It's where our growth as a photographer is going to come from. It comes from pushing ourselves to be something different than what we were yesterday and what we were 6 months ago. The challenge comes from, we've got to find those pieces. We've got to find those diamonds in the rough, and we somehow have to push those forward in an engaging way. The challenge, like I said, becomes distinguishing between what is just a bad photograph and a photograph that we mailed in or we didn't care about, and a photograph that gives us this sort of queasy, uneasy feeling of like, oh, I was trying to do something different there. And acknowledging that difference and not judging the value of the photograph as, is it a good photograph, but judging the photograph as the value of, was it pushing me in a different way? And then spend the time, as we've discussed so many times, of spending the energy to really experience and read the photograph from an emotional standpoint and from a scene standpoint, not from a content or subject matter or framing, context, technical standpoint, but spend the time to engage with the photograph and figure out, what is it about that photograph and the way you experience it that makes you think something different was happening, something was tipping me forward. Now, you might just be a landscape photographer, or you might just be a wedding photographer. You might just be a wildlife photographer or a street photographer or whatever kind of photographer. And you say to yourself, well, a lot of my stuff does look the same. But there are going to be moments where you realize, like, wow, something engaging was happening. Something different was happening. And maybe it's something that comes out of a technical mistake. Maybe in that wildlife photograph where there's a little bit of blurriness from a tree you were shooting through comes through as sort of blurry, but it has more of a scene from a distance as you might actually encounter it in nature. Maybe that becomes something about your storytelling that becomes important and germane. You just never know what's going to cause this shift and change in your paradigm for approaching your photography. But what you're really looking for is that point where it no longer lacks originality. You're looking for that point where it no longer is an unneeded remake. It no longer is mailing it back in. And then spending the time with those photographs to understand, what is it about your connection to that moment of seeing that caused that? You're not going to go out and recreate those photographs. You're never going to recreate the same photograph. It's not possible. That was that moment in time that's passed. But what you're going to attempt to do is recreate that experience, that feeling of originality, that feeling of uniqueness, that feeling of your creativity welling up inside of you and expressing itself through you in a way that it hasn't had the chance to do before. And that's really the hallmark of what makes us great photographers and makes us great at our craft of sharing our world through the visual medium is we find that sense of self and that sense of identity in a new way and in a unique way, and we share something we haven't shared before. I hope you spend some time this week thinking about, are you stuck in the classic Hollywood remake scenario, or are you always trying to push that envelope of creating new work, creating that originality? I think you'll find that at different times in your life, at different times in your photography, you'll be moving on that pendulum as a percentage where you'll be doing really original work and then sort of mailing it in and original work. But really, if you could try to tilt into that 51% towards the new innovation, the new story, the new way of seeing, I think you're going to be a lot happier with your work, even though your photography may not be as good or as strong because you're pushing the envelope in a different way. I think you're going to find that you're making more interesting photographs. And once you get more interesting photographs, the other pieces will fall into place. Hope you have a great week behind the camera. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes. You can find us on Google Play, Spotify, all the places podcasts are found. Please, if you enjoy the podcast, give us a review up there. That helps other people find the podcast. I really appreciate that. Also, if you're going to be up in the Pacific Northwest, I'll be speaking at the Northwest Camera Club Convention in November. I'll be speaking up in the Skagit Valley Camera Club. And I've also got a couple of workshops that had some spaces open up, so you can always check out the workshops up on the website, danieljgregory.com. Have a great week, and I will see you next time.